Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey.
There's a nice article about Christine in today's student newspaper.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this award you're giving her such a big deal.
Well, Ted Koppel doesn't fly all the way to Minnesota State to give you an award unless it is a big deal.
Yes, not. Who's Ted Koppel?
It's a newscaster.
For who?
See, I don't know for who. Well, I know it's a big deal. They're having this huge awards banquet Sunday evening at the School of Journalism. Christine and I are going, and I am dreading it.
So Minnesota State has a School of Journalism.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dauber.
Listen, Coach, I don't think I'm going to be making a poker game tonight, okay?
How come?
It's kind of a domestic situation. I'd rather not get into it.
Dauber!
Okay. Judy bought new curtains for her apartment. I promised her I'd help her hang.
Curtains?
I know.
You're gonna miss playing poker with the guys to hang curtains?
Well, it's not like hanging curtains was my first choice, Coach. Besides, I promised her. I can't back out now.
Well, you also promised the guys you play poker with them. You're backing out of that, Dob. And what, does she own you or something? That little chain I see through your nose there, Dauber?
I knew you wouldn't be supportive of this decision. She's my girl, Coach. Sorry. See you guys later.
Well, yeah, run on home to Judy, Dobby. We don't want Mommy getting mad at us. Jeez, I hate to see Dauber like this. He used to be such a guy. And Judy's got him running around like a toy poodle.
He's gotten jumped through hoops, all right.
All right, why don't you see if you can't find somebody else to play poker? I'll be back in about an hour.
Where are you going?
I gotta pick up Christine's dress for the banquet. You're a wimp!
Kickoff here at Soldier Field in Chicago as the Vikings and the Bears get ready to resume one of the longest and bitterest and sometimes bloodiest rivalries in the NFL.
Oh, God, I love this game!
Which of these do you like better?
I like them both.
Oh, come on, don't just say that. I really need your help.
Whatever dress you wear, you're going to look great.
But I want to look right. I want whatever I'm wearing to look smart enough for Ted Koppel and sexy enough for you.
And just go naked and carry a book.
You're not going to help me with this, are you?
Well, come on, Christine. The Vikings-Bears game starts in about 5 minutes, and the banquet's not for 8 hours.
I am not asking you to give up the game. I'm asking you to take 5 seconds and give me an opinion. Which dress do you like the most?
One on the left.
I think I like the one on the right.
Sweetheart, whatever dress you wear, you're going to regret it when you get there.
This is true.
Forget the game. I got big news. I just got a call from Billy Cardell's coach. Looks like he's not going to Notre Dame after all.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I guess his grades weren't good enough. Apparently, he's kind of dumb.
Great. And we got a shot at him.
Yeah. The only ones when this word gets out, every college coach in the country is going to be headed for Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
Not if we get there first. What is that, about a 2-hour drive?
If we take your car, if we take mine, it's an overnight trip.
You know, I would give anything to get Billy Cardell. Can you imagine the offense that we'd have next season with him at wide receiver, Bo Whitley at quarterback? Come on, we'd be unstoppable. I say we go up there today.
What about Christine's award?
Well, that's not until 8 o'clock tonight. It's a 2-hour trip up there. We kiss Billy's butt for a couple hours, 2-hour drive back. We'll be back here by 5 o'clock.
It's a fine thing. You think it's okay with Christine?
Okay with Christine?
Yeah.
Well, since when do I have to okay anywhere I go with Christine? Christine does not call the shots around here, Luther. I call the shots. If I say we go, we just go.
Go where?
Hi, honey. I want to run something by you, Christine. Luther had this great idea.
What, my
idea? Oh, shut up, Luther. See, he just found out that we have a shot at getting this great high school wide receiver, okay? He lives in a small cow town right here in Minnesota. And it's just 2 hours away from here. And, see, if we don't get him, somebody else will.
You're not thinking of going today, are you?
Well, we were not knocking that around, yeah. I mean...
Oh, hey, not today. What if you don't get back in time?
We will, I promise.
Christine doesn't feel good about it. Maybe we shouldn't go. Maybe it's like an omen or something.
Jesus, whose side are you on?
Hey, look, I really wish you wouldn't go. I mean, tonight is so important to me. I'm a nervous wreck as it is. I don't want to have to be worried about something happening to you.
Oh, you don't have to worry about anything happening. I am perfectly capable of driving up to Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and back without killing myself.
Well, if we can't find Fergus Falls, we've never been there.
Luther, we are not following the Star of Bethlehem. Jeez, I can't believe the two of you.
I just don't want anything to happen to ruin tonight.
Oh, sweetheart, I swear, nothing's going to ruin tonight.
What if we have car trouble?
It's a simple, little recruiting trip. I mean, you guys make it sound like we're going up the Amazon or something. You know, Luther, if going to Fergus Falls is too big an adventure for you, I'll go by myself. You can stay here with Christine, and you can pick out an evening gown.
You at least call in from time to time, let us know where you are.
You get in the car, Luther! Get in the car!
Hayden, getting this award is maybe the biggest thing that has ever happened to me. I swear, if you do anything to screw this up...
I know how big tonight is for you, but you got to understand how important getting Billy Cardell is to me. I mean, Notre Dame wanted this kid, and his grades weren't good enough to get in. Christine, a young man this talented and this stupid does not come along every day.
Just know you're not going to get back in time.
I will be back in time. Come on, I'll be back in 5 hours. I'll be back before you decide what dress to wear. Come on, give me a hug and a kiss and just tell me you trust me.
You better be back in time.
Okay. Okay, when I'm back in time, you're going to owe me the biggest hug and kiss in the history of sex.
Please be Hayden. Oh, nuts, it's Kelly and Stewart.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Christine, you look absolutely radiant.
I really do. That dress is gorgeous.
Wow.
I hate it, but thank you.
What's the matter?
It's after 6, and I don't know where your father is.
Dad isn't here?
No. He and Luther drove up to Fergus Falls on a recruiting trip, and they haven't come back yet. I told Hayden this was going to happen. Now we're not going to have time for hors d'oeuvres. We'll have to just rush off for the banquet. Why would he do this on the most important night of my life?
We're not going to have hors d'oeuvres. I spent half the day making rumaki.
The banquet doesn't start until 8 o'clock. Why's everybody panicking?
Because your father is over an hour late. It would be just like him to start talking about football and lose complete track of time.
Dad wouldn't do that. He knows how important this night is to you.
Well, what if something happened to him? It's freezing. What if he hit a patch of ice? He could have skidded off the road. He could be sitting in a ditch someplace.
Maybe they're just road weary and stop for a cup of tea.
Well, I think the point Stuart is trying to make is that there's nothing to worry about. Dad is an excellent driver. He knows Minnesota like the back of his hand. I mean, I bet he's breezing through the center of town right now.
Where in the hell are we?
Well, darkest road I've ever seen in my life, I'll tell you what.
Well, this is some great shortcut, Luther.
You're the one that insisted we take a shortcut.
Well, you're the navigator.
Oh, excuse me, Captain Fox.
You're the one that insisted we come on this trip in the first place. Hey, this trip was a great idea. We got Billy Cardell, didn't we? And except for you getting us lost, I think we've had a very productive day. What?
I think this whole thing was a bad idea.
Well, you think everything's a bad idea?
No, I don't think everything's a bad idea. I think if you stop blaming me for everything, I think that'd be a good idea.
Well, why don't you just look at the map and try to figure out where the hell we are? See, I told Christine I'd be back an hour ago.
Right, you said we wouldn't be back on time, and we're not.
Christine is not right. I'm right. I told her I'd meet her at the banquet, and I'll be there.
What are we doing on gas?
We're doing fine.
Oh, jeez, hey, we're on empty.
Yeah, sure, we're on empty. If you look from over your angle, if you look from here, we got almost a quarter of a tank.
Well, that's all we need is run out of gas. Freeze to death out here.
We're not going to run out of gas. Give me the map.
I can see it now. Run out of gas and die. Snowstorm will come along and cover us up. No one will ever find us. Animals will drag our frozen bodies out into the woods and eat all winter.
Luther, if you don't shut up, I'm going to shoot you and tie you to the bumper.
I won't say another word, okay?
Do I see what I think I see? Is that a light way up ahead there?
I don't know. Why don't you ask someone who's speaking?
Will you just stop playing games with me?
It's not a light, it's a sign.
What?
It's not a light, it's a sign.
Oh, well, pardon me. Can you read what it says?
It says old beer.
I think that's cold beer.
Well, it says old beer.
Well, then you're right and I'm wrong. They're advertising old beer.
Whatever it says, I'm going to go up there and see if they're open. Maybe they can tell us where the heck we are.
Still no answer?
But I know she's there. She's got all night, I've got all night. I'm going to let it ring till her ears bleed. God, I hate being in love.
Oh, thank God you're open.
Hi.
I'm lost, and I'm trying to get back to Minnesota State University. Can anybody tell me if I'm on the right road?
Don't ask me, man. I went to Yale.
Come on, I'm just asking for directions here. Can you tell me where the nearest gas station is?
All the gas stations are closed.
All of them?
It's the Sabbath.
Have I seen you somewhere before?
I don't know. Have you ever been to Rio at carnival time?
Minnesota State's about 40 miles south of here. Just stay on the main road.
Oh, thank God. Someone with compassion. Okay, his beer is on me.
He's had two.
Luther, what are you doing in here? I told you to stay in the car.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, somebody's got to stay out there and keep the engine running. If it shuts off, we might not get it started again.
I left it running. I'm not an idiot.
Hey, guess what? I got some good news. We're only 40 miles from home. We're on the right road.
Okay, I'll go as fast as I can.
Yeah, I'm going to call Christine. Tell her we're on our way.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to call it a night. Listen, hope you get home okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So what's the deal? Are you using that?
Yeah.
I don't hear you talking.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of my girlfriend, and sometimes she don't answer for the first couple hundred rings, you know?
Is this your only phone?
I got one in my Mercedes, but it's at home.
Jeez, what's with you people? All I'm trying to do is just get a little help here. Listen, are you sure I can't use the phone? Because I've got kind of like, well, what you could describe, it's an emergency, you see. I'm supposed to be at a formal dinner tonight at 8 o'clock because my girlfriend is getting a very prestigious award. And so I need to call her and just tell her I'm going to be a teensy, tiny bit late there.
And yet, I don't care.
Well, listen, my friend, If she doesn't want to talk to you, she doesn't want to talk to you. I know what that's like. So can I just please use your phone?
You know, pal, you're really starting to grind my gears.
I'm not trying to grind your gears. I just like to use the phone. What's your problem?
You're my problem. I think I just put an end to you.
Come on, don't threaten me, pal.
That's not a threat, brother. I'm going to kill you.
Ready to go.
Just a minute, Luz. I think we've got a problem here.
I thought you and her. What's the matter?
I may have to fight this guy.
Oh.
Come on, Leon. You know you can't fight.
Why can't you fight, Leon? Didn't your daddy teach you how?
He killed his daddy.
Give me cold eye.
Just great.
I need the police.
Problem?
Yeah, I think the nice guy at the bar stole my car.
Still no answer?
No. It's 7:30. What if she already left?
I'd say let it ring.
Yeah, well, what about the cops? I called them an hour ago. Listen, for crying out loud, would you get in here? You're going to freeze to death out there.
I'm not coming in until the police get here.
Well, what the hell are you doing?
I just don't feel comfortable being around someone that killed his daddy.
God, you're here.
Somebody lose a car? Yeah, me. I'm the guy that had his car stolen.
And the guy at the bar killed his father.
You lost your car and your father?
He killed his own father, and it was a long time ago. Everything's fine. Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. What about my car?
I'm going to need some information. Got any coffee, Martha?
Coffee, cappuccino, cafe au lait.
Coffee, cappuccino, cafe au lait.
Man, can we just get on with this?
Sure. Cafe au lait.
I was talking about my car.
All right, I need your name.
Hayden Fox.
Wait a minute, I know you. Coach Hayden Fox.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, yeah?
Boy, are you guys having a lousy year.
Thanks. Hey, listen, if you're such a big fan, could you do me a really big favor? I got to get back to Minnesota State University. And I know it's a long way, but see, I'm supposed to be there. And my girlfriend's getting this award and everything. I really need to be there.
His girlfriend's Christine Armstrong, the newscaster.
You're kidding. Your girlfriend is Christine Armstrong? I love her. Yeah, she's great, isn't she? And Ted Koppel's given her the award.
Who?
Never mind. What about the ride? For the head coach of the Screaming Eagles? You bet. Glad to get out of this hellhole.
Before you go, do you want to be on our mailing list?
God, we're out of there. Thank God we're out of there. I've never been so happy to be in the back of a police car in my whole life.
And I think we're going to make it. We really appreciate this, Floyd. For you, Coach, it's an honor.
I got to hand it to you, Hayden. I'll tell you, you were right. I don't know why I get so negative. Things always seem to work out in the end.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you. This is why you and Christine were wrong and I was right. You got to believe things will work out, and they will.
Well, I'm a convert.
3L22, a 415 fight at 635 Beaver Road. 635 Beaver Road.
10-4. Sorry, guys. What do you mean, sorry? Where are we going?
Back to Martha's Roadhouse. There's a fight.
I knew it would work out! I knew it would work out!
Come on, you guys! It was just a dart game, all right?
Hey, knock it off!
Break it up.
Yeah, come on, you guys! Break it up! Come on, wait!
Hey, you stay out of it!
Don't stand up, Mickey's fault! Leon, everybody knows you can't fight! Stay out of it!
Leave him alone!
You just relax, pal. You're squeezing my heart.
Oh, God. I hope that was your comb.
I can't breathe. I think you broke my ribs. Hey, I wasn't fighting Floyd. I was just trying to break it up, man.
Are you all right, Hayden?
Not all right. Seriously injured. Not all right.
Don't move. Call an ambulance.
I know you're probably tired of hearing me say this, Hayden, but I don't think this trip was a good idea.
Where am I? You're in an ambulance. You have three broken ribs, and we're taking you to the hospital. You're fine.
The banquet. I gotta get to the banquet.
Forget the banquet.
I can't. I can't miss Christine's award. This is the most important night of her life. Come on, just tape me up, put a tux on me. I'll be fine.
Hey, I really don't think that's a very good idea.
You don't think anything's a good idea. You didn't think the trip was a good idea. Except for the stolen car and the broken ribs, I think we've made very good use of our time. Now, come on, Luth.
Let me go to the banquet. Okay, okay.
Let me go to the banquet.
Okay, we'll take you to the banquet. It's okay. We'll take you to the banquet.
Father's here.
Dad!
Why, Stu?
We were scared to death.
Hi, Kelly.
What, something wrong?
Oh, no. A cummerbund's tight. Come on, man.
Dad, where have you been?
Yeah, well, a little recruiting trip. Yeah, hit some traffic. Oh, sciatic is acting up. Did Christine get her award yet?
Not yet.
Oh, good. I come, I promise.
Hayden?
Good to see you, sweetheart.
World happened to you. I was out of my mind.
Why? I'm here. Everything's fine. Beautiful dress, by the way.
If I wasn't so relieved to see you, I would kill you. I was picturing you and Luther in a ditch someplace, broken and maimed.
Broken and maimed. Oh, hey, Christine, don't make me laugh here. See, that's the difference between you and me, honey. You always imagine the worst, and I always know things are going to work out for the best. See, I'm here. I'm fine. Everything's okay. Admit it. That recruiting trip was the right thing to do, wasn't it?
I don't care about right or wrong. Just glad that you're here and in one piece. Let me give you that huge hug.
Uh-oh. Hug up!